Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Ian Mackey.
And I'm Marvin Owens.
And this is the Sports Team. Hey, how y'all doing? We took a week out, but we're back at it. Sorry for the delay. We never late, we always on time. But today, we'll be breaking down Tom Brady versus the NFL. Tristan Thompson hasn't even resigned yet. They haven't worked out their deal with Cleveland. A-Rod playing clean and good for the Yankees at the age of 40. And Shady McCoy, private part. Shady, I ain't mad at you, baby. I ain't mad with you at all. Vance, how you doing this evening, baby?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Living the dream. All right, Vance, man, Tom Brady. Roger Goodell held up. He's like, yo, you going to take these four games and you going to ride out. Tom Brady like, nah, bruh. How do you feel about Tom Brady, man? Destroying the phone, over 10,000 messages. He's like, I didn't know they wanted me to keep the phone. I changed my phones, you know, like he a trap dude, like he got burner phones, man.
Tom Brady knew what was going on. That's why he destroyed the phone. He should just take the four games and come back strong, like we know he gonna do. I mean, clearly he did deflate the balls. I mean, it was called. He just needed to do. He did the crime, so he might as well do the time.
Listen, I'm with the thing. Look, Tom Brady, like, yo, I didn't touch the drugs. I told people to sell the drugs, but I didn't touch them. Like, he a king thing. He's like, yo, you can't find me. Even though he did destroy the phone, and they said he was being uncooperative. I feel like Tom Brady, look, if you don't take these four games now, let's say you go to an appeal, you win your appeal, and then it comes back and you don't win your appeal later and you got to take those four games. What if that four games is right before the playoffs start and the first game you got to play, part of the suspension is a playoff game? Like, you can't take that risk. I'm thinking, yo, take these four games and just chill out, man. Just take that L. You messed up.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Those games are the beginning of the season. Just take the four games. Let's see what Garoppolo going to do. You know he's an Aaron parent to you. Let's see what the kid got. Just go and take the four games. He's not going to take your spot. Just go and take the four games. Let's see what the kid going to do.
Yeah. And then Robert Kraft, like, yo, I sided with the NFL. Nah, I'm sticking with my boy Tom Brady. Robert Kraft got gangster. Like, he was like, yo, I thought the NFL was going to reduce my guy's sentence. But they trying to play me for my money, man. I'm out with y'all. Like, get the NFL.
Well, you know, Robert Kraft, go ahead.
I was saying, Robert Kraft just feel like he got real gangster. Like, yo, why all you rappers out there, you get the Suge Knight thing. If you don't want the dude all up in the videos, you know, Roger Goodell singing all of your songs, come mess with the Patriots. We ride or die over here.
Well, Robert Kraft, he did what he had to do. He backed his man. But, you know, I think they're going to lose on this one. I think that, like I said, Tom Brady, he had an opportunity to turn over his phone. Whatever kind of naked picture he got of his wife or some other women in his phone, he should have deleted them. If that's what he wanted to do. Or he could have just specifically been there and showed them, like, well, this is what went on. He could have been there, but no, he got rid of, destroyed his phone. So what they're telling you?
You're guilty.
That's right. You just made yourself guilty. So, Tom Brady just needs to go and sit down.
All right, man. Now, we're gonna switch topic. We're going to switch the whole league altogether. Man, Tristan Thompson hasn't been signed yet, bro. What they doing in Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing in Cleveland. I mean, Tristan Thompson was a big part of their playoff push. I mean, he played great against Chicago. He played great against Golden State.
I really don't care about, you know, none of the way he played. Why hasn't he been signed? Like, and why has no other team tried to pluck him away from Cleveland? Like,
because they,
so
they ain't
they,
going nowhere. I know Tristan Thompson won the state, but, you know, you can't keep playing with the man either. You know, somebody might sign him to an offer sheet just to see if he's going to come. He never know what might happen. So just go and pay the man. He earned his money. Just go and pay the man and sign him back and see can you make a run for it next year.
All right, we got a guess, man. We got a call. Let's see what the call is. All right, caller, welcome to the Sports Fiend Show. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right, man. What do you want to discuss this evening?
I want to know what you guys feel about Kendrick Perkins going to New Orleans. What do you think that he can bring to New Orleans?
Say it one more time.
What do you think that Kendrick Perkins could bring to New Orleans? Pelicans.
Okay.
Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins. Okay. Well,
a body?
As far as game-wise go, I don't think Kendrick Perkins can bring anything. Maybe he brings some kind of leadership. You know, he did win championship with Boston. He played with all these great players, so he can bring some kind of leadership, you know, give him some kind of grit. But other than that, as far as game-time situations, he might can have some, you know, good huddle talk, but playing, nothing.
Listen, this is what I feel like what they got with Kendrick Perkins. If someone try to punt Anthony Davis, Kendrick Perkins gonna knock him out. But he also brings that work ethic, that hard hat. Like, you need that veteran to come to work every day, come to work, in practice, lift weights. Kendrick Perkins may not be the player on the court, but from what I've heard all the time wherever he's been, he comes to work every day. He comes to practice every day. He goes to every training session, every film session. Like, he ain't good, but he's that veteran that some players need. Like, yo, I need to be doing with this veteran. So, like, he's a leader. Like, in order for the pups to learn, they got to see the big dog lift his leg up and pee on the fire hydrant. If not, the dog going to squat. So, you know, these other young pups, they got to see what the veterans do. You got to have that veteran on your team. And I like Alvin Gentry with that move. Now, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to get any playing time, but it adds some stability and some maturity to that locker room. You got Tyreke Evans. You got Jrue Holiday. You need some grown men in there that may put up some dukes and be physical during practice, because Omar Asik ain't going to be physical in practice against him. And Anthony Davis ain't that physical presence to where he want to, you know, get in your face. But Kendrick Perkins, he that guy on the team.
So,
yo, go in there and give me this hard foul. Knock this dude down for a little bit. That's what they going to
do. So what makes it saying Kendrick Perkins going to be a practice dummy?
I think
it's a bad pickup for New Orleans. I mean, it's Kendrick Perkins.
I'm all about adding that veteran that comes to work and comes to practice hard every day. You need one veteran on your team. You got all this young talent. You need some veterans. So you need a veteran figure on your team. And I like that move for them. I mean, you ain't paying them a whole bunch of money. No, you're paying Kendrick Perkins $3 million. He's taking the veteran's minimum. He's going to come to work and practice hard every day. That's it.
You keep saying come to work. A lot of people go to work every day. That don't mean they do a good job.
Right. When he come to work, he's going to be physical and practice. You need that intimidator in your team. You need that guy that's going to wear the suit and be quiet. But when it's time to put up some dukes, you need the guy to go out there and give you that foul.
He wasn't that great to me when he was in his prime in Boston.
Listen, we're not saying that Kendrick Perkins is going to do a lot on the floor. We're not saying that. We're saying that the stuff he does off the court, show the work, go to film sessions, hit the weight room every day. Those are the things that the coaching staff want him to do. They don't want him to play hard. They just want him to show that, hey, this guy has work ethic. Even though he can't play anymore, he's putting in that time. And Kendrick, that's what I'm telling you. That's why they brought him there. Not for anything else, but for his hard work, him putting on that hard hat, and him being a physical presence when they need him to be in certain parts of the game. But, yeah, I appreciate y'all, brother. We're going to leave you on the line, stay listening. If you got any more information, I feel like you're a New Orleans fan, man. You all in with that New Orleans area base. You got the Pelicans, you got the Saints. Man, stay listening, man. You're a fiend with them. Stay fiending.
I'm a big Saints fan, so we can talk about that all day if you want to.
All right. I appreciate it. Van, listen.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Kendrick Perkins. Not so much of his work ethic. I mean, of his on-the-court play. You need somebody else. I need you to hit this guy in the mouth. Kendrick Perkins going to hit that guy in the mouth, man. That's what he built to do. That is what he built to do.
He can't talk about it. I mean, to me, Kendrick Perkins, even putting him on the court for 5 minutes would be a waste of time, waste of space, everything. I just don't see anything that Kendrick Perkins gave New Orleans. They could have got anybody.
Yeah,
you could have brought for that, you could have brought Bill a bit back. I mean, come on.
Can't teach
we'll see.
Now, Vance, I know we don't talk a lot about baseball, and I'm a big Yankee fan, but we got to talk about this, man. A-Rod went back to Texas, played against the Texas Rangers. He turned 40, hit a home run on his birthday. A-Rod this year has been playing really well, man. I really have liked what I've seen. At 40, like he HGH-ing it right now. He's literally saying, yo, I'm playing clean. I'm working hard. I'm lifting weights. Like, when he was young and talented, he just used the steroids to be ahead. He didn't want to put in that work. He got that $100 million. He wants to chill. And sometimes when you get that money early in life, you don't put that work ethic in. Like, yo, they gave it to me based on my potential, how great I could really be. So maybe he's tried to shortcut it. And now at 40, he's seeing, yo, he's balling, man. For a 40-year-old, he's balling.
Hey, we really don't know if A-Rod clean now. A-Rod could have found something that you can't find in the test. You never know. And how long was A-Rod clean? Was he clean when he first came in the league? Nobody knows. I mean, considering what A-Rod has done throughout his career, how much drug use he had, I don't know when he was clean or when he wasn't. So, yeah, he's playing good now, but, hey, are the Yankees going to make the playoffs? Are they going to win the World Series? That's the question.
No.
Take him to the World Series, then I say he had a good year.
Listen, I'm a big Yankee fan, and the Yankees' problem has always been pitching, depth at pitching, more than anything. Like, they've always had bats and always been able to get people who can swing, but they never had, like, the depth at pitching to where they could get them to a championship. And that's what you need. If you looked at all the great World Series team over the last couple of years, they had depth at pitching. It ain't so much about the bats that they had. Yo, they just had some elite pitching. You look at the Cardinals, and then you look at the Giants, and back to the Cardinals, and back to the Giants, because they've been winning the last couple of World Series. They have a great pitching, man. They have some bats, but, man, the depth at pitching, like I'm talking about the middle relief, the closer, the setup, man. Like, they just have really good pitching, man. Point blank.
Well, I don't know what Yankees team you were watching, because when Yankees were playing, when they were winning World Series, they had great pitching. What about David Cohn?
I'm talking about now. You know, they've had the bats for the last umpteenth years, but they haven't won a World Series since they had pitching. Like, you need pitching. Like, they haven't did a good job with their minor leagues and developing talent. I mean, they're probably getting better, but they're not as good as the Cubs are really good. The Marlins are good. You know, all the St. Louis Cardinals are really good at just growing talent. Their minor leagues are really good, and you just can't win without minor league talent or evaluating talent well. And the Yankees are not doing a good job right now. They have a few pieces here and there, not enough to get them over the top. Not enough. Now, speaking about, you know, Yankees, 40-year-old, Nick Saban dropped a book. And Nick Saban, in his book, I threw this in there, but I wanted to say something about it anyway. But it was a real G moment for Nick Saban. Nick Saban, in his book, he was talking to his players like, don't mess with no woman. They ain't got as much to lose as you. It reminded me of my daddy. Reminded me of our conversation. Hey, man. If she ain't got as much to lose as you, ain't no point in messing with it, man. That's some OG stuff. Nick Saban, hey, to the end of time, he may be a Bama. He can go to Ohio State. To the end of time, Nick Saban cool by me because of that statement alone, man. Because that's some OG. That's something your grandpa told you. Your daddy told you. He's like, don't mess with a woman who ain't got as much to lose as you. That's what he tells you. If you don't sleep with them, make sure they got something to lose as much as you do.
Well, yeah, that is a true statement, and a lot more of us need to follow that, but, you know, go by that. But, hey, Nick Saban, I guess he wanted to let all these young cats know about, you know, all the extra curricular activities. You know, they better find somebody who got much to lose in. But if you can, if you're a player and you're going to the NFL, what one are you gonna make? I don't want to lose you to.
Ooh,
making that kind of money, you're gonna make. That's what I'm saying.
But at least, you know he's trying to give his players game now. He ain't sugarcoating it. Like, I don't want no coach to sugarcoat my kid. Like, a lot of these kids come from fatherless homes. Well, let's just be honest about athletes nowadays. You know, I mean, more than ever, they're more fathers in homes now, like with Steph Curry. But the majority still, they come from fatherless homes. They come from poverty-stricken areas. So they don't get that OG talk that their pops will give them or their uncle will give them. Like, they didn't, a lot of them don't have that type of, that people in their life, well, they own. They're going to tell you these things. And I'm glad that your coaches that still give you, like, an honest perspective. Like, yo, you're going to get this booty. You need to make sure this booty got just as much as loose as you in this world. And not so much, like, financially, but you got to look at what angles is she coming at you with. You know, is she with you for you, or is she with you because you're playing for Alabama? Like, what are the goals
about that? 9 times out of 10, she with you because you're playing for Alabama. Because he sees that you might go to the NFL. What you going to do? You see, looking at the money. I mean, anybody with any sense will look at the money. You got this guy who going to school to be a teacher. You got this guy who you know is going to make it to the NFL. Who you think the girl going to go with?
Depends on how the girl was raised.
Hey, man, she ain't no dummy, though.
It depends on how people are raised. More than anything, you know, how people are raised. Like, you have 2 daughters. I'm sure you're going to raise them to think about what type of man that they are, what type of person that they are. Like, I don't know how they're raised, man.
We're going after the money.
All right, man. Last but not least, it probably ain't the last subject, but I wanted to close it or want to try to close it because we got, what, like 10 minutes left or 12 minutes left. Shady McCoy. Now, Shady McCoy, posting a thing, you know, women only, you got to send me a picture of your whole body, and then I'll give you an invite. Ain't no plus one. If you want your girl to go, she got to send a picture too. Like, Shady did it right, but he put it on Facebook. He put it on Instagram. Like, you Shady McCoy. Yo, you don't have to post these slides. You can go to slide into all these model Instagram DMs and get the invite like that. Like, I feel like Shady needed somebody to vet these women for him. Like, don't put yourself out there, because then it went viral. It was on ESPN. It was on His and Hers. It was on all the radio shows. Like, Shady McCoy, man, listen, there was a better way of going about this. You should have called me. I would have helped you, even though I'm settled. But even though I'm out the game, I ain't forgot how to use the game or play the game. I would have helped you out, brother. Man, that's how you feel about his private party. You got to send pictures. You got to send your whole body. Ain't no plus one. Shady McCoy is trying to have a girls only, him and his boys party. Oh, and you had to sign a disclosure agreement. Like, whatever happened at this party, yo, you was all in for it. I'm cool with Shady. I want the man to cook. Let the man be great.
Hey, I like how he did it. Like you were saying about, he could have hit some models up on the DM. See, he ain't want just regular models. He wants women that you haven't seen, that he hasn't seen on these TV shows or out of modeling. He wanted some genuine girls, different women. I like how he did it. So he put it out there on Instagram, on his Facebook, on his Twitter, but he wanted a full body picture. And you had to sign that waiver too. I like that.
You can't be an NFL player. You can't put the Bills logo on there. You have to find a different way to do it. You couldn't have been yourself. You have to find a different way. And that's what got him in trouble. That's why the Bills told him to take it down. Now he's got to do a whole different type of party. Like, yo, he did another party with Sandy. It's for everybody. If you want to show up to my party, it's for everybody. Because he got bashed. He got bashed so bad. Yo, and I feel like it was a different way. It was a different way he could have came at. But he was too thirsty. Hey, he was too thirsty mode. Like, I'm an NFL player. I'm looking to have some fun. I'm about to move to Buffalo, cold Buffalo. I'm trying to get me a couple of new honeys. And it's about to be game time.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. Pass off to you, Shane. I wish I was invited.
Man, no fellas allowed, man. There was no fellas allowed.
It was him and his friends. You know, I could have been one of his friends, one of his guests. Hey.
Hey.
I love
it reminded me of the Fred Smoot incident with Minnesota. You remember that? When they had the vote and all the women and it got real bad. And then if that would have happened in today's NFL, Fred Smoot would probably be suspended for the year. Remember that vote party, the Vikings vote party, man?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Vikings vote party. Epic. From what I heard, it was epic. I wish I could have been there for that. Like,
you
man.
And vote.
Another
thing. What
we
going to close the show with tonight?
What you say, man?
What we going to close the show with tonight? We got a couple minutes left.
Man, we got a couple minutes left, man. Probably going to close the show, man. More basketball. I'm a big believer in basketball. I love basketball. Hey, that's what we base off. Andre Miller did sign with the Wolves. Andre Miller got to be 175 years old. He just keeps changing teams, man. Keeps changing teams. And Damian Lillard, man. All by himself in Portland, man. All by his lonesome. But guess what? He got 100. He got 100-something mil to keep him company. And we're going to close with Kobe Bryant playing a little small forward, a little power forward next season, man. How you feel about those couple topics?
Well, let's start with the big dog. Let's start with Kobe. No way. I mean, yeah, Kobe can play a little small forward, but no way Kobe can be a stretch forward. I know Kobe is saying right now no way that he's even going to think about getting down there banging with nobody big. And I understand that Kobe, he's not a rookie. He's not, you know, it's – you know, trying to come up, make a name for himself. He has made a name for himself. And I'm not even a Kobe fan at all. But no way, if I was a coach, why even ask Kobe to even do anything like that? Playing on a small four, seeing what you got in Jordan Clarkson and Russ, I understand that. You're trying to get him on the court. But you're trying to make him a stretch four just because Golden State, everybody falling in love with Golden State doing? That's just a fad. We'll see. Basketball, everybody needs a big man. And it's going to have to go back to it. But so now, if I was Kobe, I wouldn't want to do that. As far as Andre Miller, hey, Andre Miller, he is what he is. I mean, he stuck in because he's a good point guard. I mean, he's not great. I mean, he's not going to give you all your points, but he's steady. You know, he'll give you good minutes, he'll get subs, he'll be a good mentor to another point guard, up and coming point guard. That's what he's been doing for the last couple of years. They're mentoring other point guards, giving a little backup, scoring a couple of points, playing a decent defense. But he is going to, I mean, he's going to work out in Minnesota. I don't see him playing that much with Levine in the lineup, but we'll see what happens. And what was the last thing you said?
To my mind, man, because I have one more sad thing that I want to talk to you about. I didn't want to discuss it, but I guess we got to, man. I guess we got to. Vin Baker, man, he's going to become a star. He's working to become a Starbucks manager. Now, people don't know who Vin Baker was, man. He was a pretty good power forward. Like, Vin Baker was that the stretch forward people talk about nowadays. But alcoholism and all the stuff that was going on in his life, He blew a good talent. He blew a great talent. He was like 6'11". I mean, he could shoot the ball. But now he's a Starbucks manager. Man, he blew over $100 million. But he's getting his life together now. He's a minister. He lives in Rhode Island. Like, I really don't want to talk about, you know, players falling off from the NBA. But Vin Baker, getting his life back together at 43 years old. Minister, got four kids. Man, he's putting the pieces back to his life. Like, and he probably realized now, like, yo, I wasted over $100 million. I had all this talent. And, you know, people probably looking at me like I'm crazy. But he's getting his life back together. It's sad, but he's getting his life back together.
Well, I mean, he got to do something. If he wasted all of his money away, he got to have some kind of income coming. I don't know what kind of education he has, but, you know, he has to do something. So I'm proud of him at least trying to do something. Because there's a lot of players, NFL, NBA, who after their career over there just go broke and they end up strung out on drugs or anything because they don't have anything. They don't have any other outlet. So at least he's trying to do something else with his life. So
yep,
cool being back for trying to do something.
Then Jason Kidd did invite him to be part of the Bucks, you know, come hang out with the Bucks in Vegas or something. You know, Vin Baker's just, you know, he was a really good talent. People don't understand, like, yeah, he blew a lot of money, but for somebody who got out the league and had alcoholism, and if you had people who had drug use, and any type of drug use in your family, you know how hard it is for them to recover and come back. And some people, when you have enormous amount of money like that, you know, you have access to all types of alcohol and drugs. And some people ain't going to be able to tell you no because you can just keep using it. So it's good that he got his life back together, man. I'm very happy for that man. Not so much all the money he blew, but for the person in general. But I also talked about Damian Lillard, all alone.
You saying Damian Lillard all alone?
But he got $100 million. He got $100 million.
Yeah, he got $100 million. But I mean,
Robin Lopez gone.
LaMarcus Aldridge gone. Batum gone.
Wesley Matthews gone.
So the rest of the five,
it's
them
and CJ McCollum.
That's all they got. CJ McCollum. They have Mason Plumlee. I mean, he's a decent. I mean, we'll see what he's gonna do in Portland. Who else they pick up?
Man, I don't know. Portland just hit the reset button. Hey, Damian Lillard, if you ain't got the green light before. He got the ultimate green light. Now you're gonna see. You may see a 50-point game out of Damian Lillard. You may see a 50-point game next season.
He's probably gonna see a 50-point game.
They would have lost by 30, but he's gonna give you 50. Oh, Vince, we gotta talk about Meek Mill, man. Quick. I know I said we was gonna end it on the shady recording thing, but yo, we had a lot to talk about today, but man, Meek Mill, he got to respond, man. He got to eat him. He got to, like, Jay-Z eat it. Fuck Jay-Z, excuse me. No, since you're in the show. That's Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? He got to come like that, man. He got to come like Nas on eat it because Drake bodied him.
Well, now, I don't know when he's going to respond, but I figure he's going to respond. I don't know if Drake really want to go head to head with Meek Mill. Now he has had some good verses lately, but Meek Mill is a different kind of rapper than Drake. I mean, they're on two different levels to me. Now Drake, as far as fandom, hits, you know, yeah. But this song, I'm waiting to see what Meek Mill got because
this song, back to back. Hey,
I like Charged Up a Little Devil.
Back to back, bro. He's like, I know you love your girl. You want to give her the world. Is that your world tour or your girl tour? Like, he like shout out to all the Boss Bees. You know what I'm saying? His wife and N word. Like for like, bro. He gave Nicki a shout out, but did her at the same time. Yo, listen, ain't no way. And God's green earth. Yo, you better work extra hard because you don't want no guy coming at you talking about, hey, your girl supporting you. She helping you more than you helping her. And she taking care of you. Like, bruh, it was murder in the first, man. It was murder in the first.
I still like Charged Up a Little Devil, but I'm waiting on Meek Mill to drop his. We're going to see what he's going to do.
Meek Mill better do something.
Oh, so maybe.
Man. I don't know why you like Charged Up. I thought Back to Back was way better. 10 times better. Because he what that dude had.
Like I said, we're waiting on Meek Mill's response. Maybe we can talk about it on the next show.
But listen, yo, for all those who didn't, who haven't seen the Meek Mill, just check it out. And then if you get a chance, you got a Twitter, go to Meek Mill's mention. People have been going in on Meek Mill and his mention. Yo, wild, wild stuff. But we're going to appreciate all the love y'all gave me in Vance tonight, man. We're going to try to continue to do the show, be more consistent. I know we said we shouldn't be having a show last week, didn't have none last week. We got busy. Life sometimes takes control of us, our work life. You know, this is a hobby right now. We're trying to make a real thing. But just stay with us. Keep telling your friends about us. Shout out to all our fiends. Shout out to Central for calling in the show. Shout out to everybody, man. Tell people to subscribe. Tell more people about the show. Peace and love.